it's Thanksgiving week, the time to return to our families, and you and I, Reed Martin, get to return to our Bay Area roots this week. Wait a second. You don't get to return. You're already there.
I'm here. I'm deeply rooted in the Bay Area.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 416, Bay Area Roots.
Not only are you and I returning to the Bay Area, although you get to just stay there in the Bay Area, the Reduced Shakespeare, we're performing at the Marin Theater Company for all of, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, basically, from November 28th to December 21st, performing the complete history of Comedy Abridged. And the Marin Theater Company is in Mill Valley. That's a 20-minute drive-ish from Novato, California, the site of the Renaissance Pleasure Fair, where the Reduced Shakespeare Company performed its very first performances. So it's not only you and I are returning to our roots, the RSC is returning to its roots.
Ah, we're coming home.
We're coming home. Is there going to be a parade? Do you know if they've organized something?
You know, there are whispers. Nothing has been confirmed.
Yeah, that's probably, it's probably good. Keep it a secret.
Like, I think both people are interested, so we'll see.
It's like our success all these years. We're keeping it a really good secret.
That's right. Those who know, know, and those who don't, will.
Those who don't know. So that's nice. What's great is that the RSC has a ton of fans still rooted in the Bay Area, and I've just got a lot of, well, I don't know, fans, but friends in the Bay Area, all of whom I'm hoping to, they're coming out to Marin. Since you never left,
right?
You must have a ton of friends.
I do. I'm of two thoughts. For the last month or so, I've been trying to email people who I know along the way. Has said, oh, let me know when you're coming back to the area. You know, who may not be, they may be friends of mine, but not necessarily RSC fans, or they may not be on the mailing list or whatever.
Right.
And so just, you know, I've just sort of got an ongoing list. Oh, yeah, email them. Okay. Yeah. Message them on Facebook. And so that's one thing I've been trying to just give people heads up. And then if they don't see it, that's fine. I just want to let them know. And then I know that within a week after closing,
yep,
somebody's going to come up and say, when are you coming back to the Bay Area?
You sons of bitches! Why don't you pay more attention?
Oh, the humanity!
I just got a Facebook posting this morning from some six or eight of friends of mine from Piedmont who are all coming to the December 14th performance there in Marin. And I said, oh, God, it'll be wonderful to see you. Thanks for the heads up. We will try not to suck on that day.
Yes, I always promise that we'll say all the words, but we don't guarantee the order.
No, it's true. Well, that's funny that you say that because the last performance we did just in St. Louis, you called it the Reed Martin inversion performance.
Yeah.
You said the right lines, but you said a couple of them in the wrong order.
Well, there's a thing where we go through African American comedians. And
yeah.
It's not anything anybody would notice except us, but yeah. I flipped two of them.
Yeah.
You know, so the lines were right, but yeah, and then there was another thing that I flipped. Yeah, I don't know. It's like we haven't been doing it's still a relatively new show.
Yeah.
And we did it in August, but then the last few months we haven't. So it's getting sharper. I think a month in Marin will be good.
Yes, I think as always in a short run, we always say that, you know, by the closing weekend, we'll be ready to open. But I think, you know, having just come off these shows in St. Louis and our entire run at Edinburgh, I think we're going to be ready to go.
Oh, absolutely. Ready. So here's a question.
Yeah.
Two questions. What's good about coming back to the Bay Area for you?
Well, it's great to come out, particularly at the holiday time. It's great to just come out because I get to see my family. And that's good. And my dad has not been well, so I get to see him. I get to spend a lot of time. It's funny, Piedmont, where I grew up, is my hometown, although I was born in San Francisco. I'm a fifth-generation San Franciscan. But I don't have that hometown feeling for San Francisco. I have it for Piedmont, which is where the house I grew up. But I also have it for Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're based there in Sonoma, but my family had a place on the Sonoma coast out near Fort Ross. Have a place. And it's just, you know, we've rehearsed there. We posted pictures from the ranch. It's just a place out in the woods that is just a beautiful, beautiful retreat, you know. And if they paid me money to stay home, I would totally stay home. But if they paid me to just live at the ranch and work there and write at the ranch, that would be, wow, that would be fantastic.
Roping
cattle, or standing there and watching cattle get roped by people who know what they're doing.
And what's difficult when you come back to perform in the Bay Area?
The difficult thing is always seeing as many old friends as I want to see, because I'm almost always busy with performances or family obligations, and so there just isn't the time to get around and see everybody. So hopefully they'll come and see me, and that'll be wonderful, because I know where I'm going to be. That's the other thing. Holidays are a tough time to schedule, but I know where I'm going to be 6 nights a week. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, I'll be the Marin Theater Company in Mill Valley, California. But that's the other thing. It's a return. It's a return to our Bay Area roots. It's also a return to Marin Theater Company. We performed there. We performed there in the, when was it? Mid to late 90s?
I think it was 1998.
Yeah.
We were working on the Millennium Show.
Yep.
I think we might have been doing two shows in rep. I'm not sure. And then they had us back for a weekend. They booked us into the Marin Civic Center, the smaller theater over there, a year or two later. Yeah. I think with Millennium. We've been wanting to work again together for a number of years, and this one just worked out. So, yeah, it's nice to come home.
Well, it's nice to I know we've said this before, but it's nice to return to theaters where we've played before, because it's not only is it nice for us as artists to have that relationship with other artists who in other theaters, it's nice for us as performers to have that relationship with the audience. This is a relationship we have in Reston. We have it in Pittsburgh. We have it in Lowell at the Merrimack Repertory Theater. We have that relationship with the audience, so they know what they're getting from us. And there's just that extra special thing. It's not just a show. It's kind of seeing, returning to the family theme. It's like seeing family members.
Well, and frequently out in the lobby, there's people, and sometimes I remember their names and sometimes I don't. My son, my wife, audience members, fans, who we see on Facebook, and you sort of say, hey, how you been? You know, it's fun.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like, talking about fans whose names you remember, Andy Robson.
Yes.
I remember him really because he's just such an awfully nice guy, and he's Scottish. It's not at all because he brought us a bottle of scotch.
That has nothing to do with our fondness for you. What's unusual for me is that I get to stay at home and work.
Yeah, so
that'll be great.
I was just having this conversation with somebody. They said, "Do you ever stay home?" And I went, "They don't pay me to stay home."
Right.
If they paid me to stay home, I would totally stay home.
Yeah.
But nobody has yet offered me that job, that gig. You know, we always talk about this when we go away. When we're out on the road, is there a thing that you do when you just get home from a faraway trip? Is there a ritual you have?
For dinner, not every trip, but if I've been gone for, you know, a long time, several weeks or a month or something, usually I come home and we order from our favorite pizza place, which is Mary's Pizza, Mary's Pizza Shack here in Sonoma. If it's been a long overseas trip, we might wait until the next day because when you're so dazed, you can't enjoy it. There's no point.
Well, and you've got our last trip home from China, you have a 14, 15 hour flight home from China. Then you've got at least over an hour's drive back from San Francisco Airport back to your hometown.
Yeah. And on top of that was only a week. So usually it's got to be longer than a week for me to do that. But that was a long flight.
I don't have a ritual when I come home to my family, other than to see my family. You know, sometimes Dee will make me lamb chops, which is awesome. It was particularly good when I came home from New Zealand, because that seemed appropriate. but when I do get to come back out there to the Bay Area, you know, I grew up in Piedmont in the East Bay, suburb of Oakland. There's at least two things that I do. One is that there's a burrito shop on Lakeshore Avenue. Then there's also Fenton's.
Oh, yeah, the ice cream place. I've only been there once or twice when I was at Cal, but it's legendary.
It's legendary. It's in the movie Up. The animated version of Fenton's is in the movie Up because all the Pixar guys go there. I think they live close by, maybe in Piedmont. It's just a great, you know, family tradition.
Hi, this is Carrie Perloff, the Artistic Director of the American Conservatory Theater, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? For the next month, you can see us perform The Complete History of Comedy Abridged at the Marin Theater Company in Mill Valley, California. Plus, you can see us perform The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged in Illinois and Maryland in December. Then in January 2015, we start up our five-month tour of The Complete History of Comedy Abridged in the UK. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for The Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to reducedshakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information.
What's great and what's terrible for you about performing at home?
Well, it's nice over the holidays to be working. Because what I always say is when I'm home over the holidays, it's great, but money is tighter because it means I'm not working. Or when I'm away, great, the family has money and maybe they're with me, maybe they're not, but I'm away for the holidays. Yeah. So this is kind of the best of both of that. The other nice thing is we don't open until the day after Thanksgiving, and we're closing 4 days before Christmas. So the window of it is just perfect. It's nice to be able to commute to work, sleep in your own bed. Go to the, Jane and the Boys events, unless they're in the evenings, but, the afternoons and games and practices and whatever is going on. So it's just nice to have both. It's a strange thing to say, but that's what we do for a living. It's nice to be able to be with the family and be working at the same time.
Yeah, that is weird, because most people have that, and we don't. I mean, that's going to be one of the drags for me, is that I'll be out there in December, and so I will miss my daughter's production of Once on This Island, her in her high school. You know, I won't be able to see that. And in fact, Dee's family, my wife Dee's family, is all coming from Massachusetts to spend Thanksgiving with us, which will be lovely, and they'll show up on the Monday or the Tuesday of Thanksgiving. Jesus, they're showing up tonight and tomorrow. Oh my God! For Thanksgiving. But the drag is, we'll have dinner at 2 or 3 o'clock Thanksgiving Day, and then I got to go to the airport. So I'm flying. This is the second time in like 4 years or 3 years that I've actually had to fly somewhere on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we did this. Were we flying to Charlotte?
Charlotte.
To do the Christmas show? I think 2 years ago, probably.
Yep.
Wasn't it?
Yep.
And I don't know, it was because we were flying west to east. The airports were empty. The plane, you could just lie down and you could have four rows to yourself. It was the strangest feeling going through these empty airports. Yeah, what's different performing at home as opposed to away is the whole sort of groove one is used to performing is different. I'm used to being home and being with the family, or I'm used to sort of being on my own on the road. And so it's kind of a different dynamic fitting in work and family. And it's a great challenge to have, but it's definitely a different rhythm and different things to consider besides just, oh, I'm working, it's me. I'm going to do the show, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to take a nap, and then I'm going to go for a run, and then I'm going to go to the movie. No, I'm with the family.
On the one hand, it's great for us to have a normal work schedule, or for you in this case, to have a normal work schedule where you do your job and you come home to your family. On the other hand, I think back with the most fondness on those rehearsal times when we have been isolated somewhere, whether it's in a hotel conference room, or it's been in Lowell rehearsing, or whether it's been at the ranch, where we're sort of away from our families and we're sort of being able to think about the show 24/7. In fact, before I joined the RSC, some of my fondest rehearsal times were the times I would get together. I was directing Educating Rita, and I would get together with my two actors over a weekend at a house in the country, just reading the play, talking about the play, drinking tons of wine. It's like, that's why, we weren't getting paid. We weren't getting paid that weekend, but boy, that was some of the best choices, most prime artistic time. And I think, it's great to be with family. On the other hand, it's when you're working, particularly on a new show, it's great to be away from the family and just intensely focused on the project at hand.
Yeah, for brainstorming or writing or rehearsing, that can be very helpful. You can just focus like a laser in on the show. For performing, it's not that intense. Yeah. I mean, it's sort of a, you know, it's the show, but we know the show more or less depending on the night. So there's less, there's more time for the family.
Well, and one thing I'm looking forward to is, we talk in the Complete History of Comedy Abridged about the Shmulevitz collection of wit and humor at the San Francisco Public Library. This is a place we heard about in that book about comedy based on a New Yorker article that you have.
It's called Stop Me If You've Heard This, A History and Philosophy of Jokes by Jim Holt.
Yeah, that's where we first heard about the Shmulevitz collection of wit and humor at the San Francisco Public Library, a place we've never been, although we say we've seen it, we've been there. I'm looking forward to making that pilgrimage. I think that would be...
I smell a podcast.
I smell a podcast as well. That would be... It'll be fun. It's always fun. I've never lived in San Francisco as a grown-up. I lived in it for my first 5 years, but I've never lived there as a grown-up. And it's just such a great city, continues to be a great city to visit.
Now, your family is going to come out just at the end of the run? Because you're spending Christmas in the Bay Area.
Yes, my family will come out because Daisy has school. Daisy has school until the 19th. So they'll come out on that day, and they'll be there for the closing weekend of the show. And then we will stay out there and have have Christmas with my sister and her family and my brother, and that'll be fun. And then we'll fly back to Chicago just before New Year's.
Jane's sister Michelle and family are going to come out and spend Christmas with us from London, so that'll be fun too. They can see the show in America.
Oh, that'll be great. They can see how people are supposed to respond to the show
exactly
loudly, vocally.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. It occurs to me, Reed and I didn't even talk about the other Bay Area theaters where we've worked, both separately and with the RSC, places like ACT, the Magic Theater, the Lamplighters, Woodminster, Center Rep in Walnut Creek, and the late lamented San Jose Repertory Theater. Ah, well, one of these days. Send us your roots via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Bay Arian Matthew Crow, music by John Weber and Garage Band, and also a few seconds of the wonderful soundtrack from Up by Michael Giacchino. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Kirsty Scott. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Carrie Perloff, Artistic Director of ACT, the American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 416 1248ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
The drag is that I have to leave my family for my job. The good part is that I get to leave my family for for a job, but I get to go amazing places. I get to go to Wuxian, China. I get to go to Edinburgh, and I get to come home to the San Francisco Bay Area.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.